Hey, thanks for dropping around. This is Michael Kerr, and you're listening to Humor at Work. People often ask me this question: is it possible to have fun, to use humor in a really conservative, traditional workplace? Like, we're so conservative, we have conservative clients, or we're in a conservative industry. And my answer is yes. Of course it is, absolutely, and I see examples all over the world all the time of companies that are bucking the trend, bucking the norm, standing out from the herd to be heard with their humor and their fun. They're doing things different, especially if you're in a conservative, traditional company. This can give you a real edge because it makes you unique. It makes you stand out. And yes, it's possible to change a conservative workplace culture to embrace humor. Here's just one of dozens of examples I have, and it's a bit of an older story, but it's very relevant to this topic. The Milwaukee-based Brady Corporation was at one time a very traditional Brady Bunch, if you will, but with the help of a little humor in the workplace, they transformed their culture one laugh at a time. They discovered that humor was not only a valued end in itself, but also a key way to achieve their business goals. Humor helped them break down boundaries between teams, improved their internal communication, boosted morale, and sparked more innovation. The rallying cry from no to yo helped move their culture from one where too many people said no to change to one where people enthusiastically embraced new ideas. Their transformation revolved around six principles of serious fun. Number one, people aren't always as stiff as they seem. Give people permission to embrace fun without making it mandatory, and many people will surprise you. Number two, laughter is an international language. The spirit of fun can be passed across not only teams, but international boundaries. Number three, you can have fun during tough times. In fact, having fun during challenging times can work wonders when done right. Number four, fun can be institutionalized through rituals, traditions, fun awards, and regular events. Number five principle, fun can be ad hoc. It's also important to not get in the way of the impromptu fun that can arise at any time. And number six, the leaders set the tone, especially by showing they can laugh at themselves. This is just one example of many, but stories like this continually emerge of formerly stuffy, overly serious organizations being rejuvenated with the power of humor and laughter. And now my fun at work tip. A fun, simple way to quickly resolve any non-critical meeting dilemma. And by that I mean, you know, you're trying to decide who's going to take the meeting notes or be the timekeeper or bring treats next meeting, is to hold a reverse rock, paper, scissors contest, pairing everyone off and then gradually reducing the number down to one winner. However, this is a reverse rock, paper, scissors. So the winner, in quotation marks, the last person standing, in other words, gets assigned the task that nobody really wants to do. So in other words, if you don't want to do the job, you have to try and lose each successive round. Loads of fun, quick to do, quick and easy, simple way to assign those tasks no one wants to do. And quote of the week from actor Michael Caine: anytime you learn from a failure, it's a success. Well said, Michael. And finally, in our It's a Wacky World section, another in our Weird Job series that might just take the snake. Snake milker. Yes, somebody has to do it. The job of a professional snake milker, which makes me wonder, are there amateur snake milkers? Is to collect the venom of poisonous snakes for use in anti-venom medications. Now that's a job you can sink your teeth into. Well, until next time, this has been Michael Kerr reminding you to put more humor to work for less stress and more success.